Let us prepare now for meditation. In this meditation, we will be pausing a couple of times to contemplate some questions. Therefore, it would be handy to have a pen and some paper handy to write down your impressions. Also, a reminder that you can pause this recording at any time to give yourself more time if you need it. Begin by making sure that you're in a comfortable place, with your spine relatively erect, and feeling a softness throughout your body. Gently close your eyes and allow yourself to be still. Rest your attention on the breath for a few moments, relaxing as you breathe in and relaxing as you breathe out. Begin to feel the body let go into a deep feeling of relaxation. Gently be aware of any places of constriction or tightness in the body and breathe light into those areas, giving them permission to loosen and release. Now imagine in your mind's eye a ball of radiant light right above your head. This is the light of your soul, your higher self. It contains all that is of the highest in you. Now imagine that this ball of light is positioned right in front of your abdomen. See it there as clearly as you can. Now imagine, as you inhale that ball of light, the light of your soul, that it is traveling up your body to the top of your head. And as you exhale, the ball of light travels down your spinal column into the earth. So inhaling up to the head, exhaling down the spinal column. Feel the alignment that takes place as the energy of your soul travels around your body. Now imagine the color lavender. This is the color of Aquarius. It brings our hearts and minds into cooperative relationship. It blends our heart and mind. Rest for a moment in this energy of peaceful connection. Now see this soft lavender color healing and relaxing your entire nature. Allow it to create a tenderness, openness, and receptivity within you. As you focus on this openness and receptivity, invite the energies of this full moon and the lunar eclipse into your body. Feel yourself welcoming them with faith and trust, and reaffirm your commitment to use these energies in a way that will help uplift humanity. Now let us contemplate our first question. In this season of endings and beginnings, I'd like you to gently consider if there are any old habits, any patterns from the past that might be standing in the way of you moving forward on your spiritual path. We will sit in silence for a few moments as you contemplate this question. If you wish, write down your thoughts. If you have been made aware now of what is in the way, are you willing to do the work required to release this old pattern? Write down your intention. Now, I'd like you to consider what gifts you might have that you could bring forth into the world in some way. Please also write these down, or keep them in your mind. It's not easy for us to acknowledge our own gifts, but consider that you are a unique light in this universe, and part of your job in being here is to share that light with the world. So consider deeply what it is you have to offer. And now ask yourself if you are willing to put these gifts out into the world, no matter what size the offering may be. Are you willing? Take a moment to consider what one small act you can take to share your gift. With appreciation and gratitude for whatever insights you might have made, bring yourself gently back to your room, and when you are ready, slowly open your eyes. Move your feet and hands around to make sure you are fully in your body. I'd like to close with this poem by Greg Kimura called Cargo. You enter life a ship laden with meaning, purpose, and gifts, sent to be delivered to this hungry world. And as much as the world needs your cargo, you need to give it away. Everything depends on this. But the world forgets its needs, and you forget your mission, and the ancestral maps used to guide you have become faded scrawls on the parchment of dead pharaohs. The cargo weighs you heavy the longer it is held. Spoilage becomes a risk. The ship sputters from port to port, and at each you ask, "Is this the way?" But the way cannot be found without knowing your cargo, and the cargo cannot be known without recognizing there is a way. It is simply this. You have gifts. The world needs your gifts. You must deliver them. The world may not know it is starving, but the hungry know, and they will find you when you discover your cargo. May each of you have a blessed year, and may our world be blessed by the gifts you offer.